In Northwest news from KPLU, the Navy has scheduled two more public meetings this week on its plans to base as many as 36 additional Growler planes at Whidbey Island Naval Air Station. The low-flying jets practice electronic warfare from their base in Oak Harbor and are already generating concerns about noise from as far away as Lopez Island and Port Townsend, where the meetings will be held. More from KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The Navy's airfield in Coopville, in the center of Whidbey Island, is where Growlers practice what Navy spokesman Ted Brown says is probably the most difficult task in aviation.
And that's to land an aircraft on the moving deck of an aircraft carrier and catch an arresting gear wire to land on a very small landing area on a ship that's moving.
Here's the sound of a Growler captured in a YouTube video by a citizens group in Ebies Reserve near the airfield. They filed a lawsuit after a Navy environmental impact statement found no significant impact from a proposed expansion of operations. And at about that same time, Port Townsend Mayor David King says he started hearing from his constituents about it. Port Townsend is about 10 miles away from the airfield.
The complaints that I'm having from people that live here are, you know, it scares the dogs, it rattles the windows, it disturbs children. I mean, they're really quite loud.
His concerns extend to an additional plan to fly the planes over Forest Service lands in the area, where mobile radar trucks would simulate jammers used in electronic warfare. He says that plan could have Growlers practicing up to 16 hours a day, 260 days a year, above settled areas and a wilderness area.
I mean, there are endangered species in our North Olympic Peninsula, like the spotted owl, and it's a very delicate place.
The Navy says Congress has yet to vote on funding for more Growlers, and with this week's scoping meetings, they've extended the comment period till early next year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.